The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Once again, it's Ben Burrell here. Let's take the show register. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Glenn Moore, good morning.
Hello.
Anna Geary, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning. She's ready, good morning. Say hello.
She's
not got headphones on.
She didn't have headphones on, and she was picking up headphones from the floor, so didn't read your lips either.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
She can't read lips.
She just got up from under the table to see us all staring at her.
Well, you have to say. Producer Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen to that projection. Mm. And look who's come crawling back. Producer Mark, Hypebeast Wumble, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Matt, you seem a bit despondent today, if you don't mind me saying. What's wrong? Yesterday you started under the table, and now this?
Well, no, it's not a great start to the day. Well, Mark got a taxi in with it, and the driver had an unusual name, shall we say.
Okay, yeah, so producer Mark got a taxi
in. I responded with a little quip, and
where was this? Where did this happen?
Zero reaction.
Where did this
happen? On the Breakfast Show WhatsApp group.
The what, sorry?
Oh, yeah. It's for all the permanent members of the Breakfast Show team.
Oh.
Yeah, not the...
Okay,
not
well, the, you know, maybe I could just be, like, included in, like, in when I'm on, like, for just a week and then left and then brought back in. Just,
yeah, well, I mean, no,
just
I'm
a thought.
Okay with that.
What goes on in this WhatsApp group?
We actually play Name That Caller every day.
What?
Yeah,
it's great. We got it yesterday.
Anyone say anything about me after, like, great to have Ben on for a week? Isn't he lovely? Nothing like that?
Sometimes,
yeah. We could ask the admin to add to
it. Yeah.
I don't want it. I'm better off. I'm in loads of WhatsApp groups, actually. I'm too many, if anything, to take up my time.
Yeah. What are they called?
I don't want to talk about it. The Matt Dyson haters group, I mean. And the Who Cares About Glenn and Anna group as well.
I'm in that.
Oh, yes,
sorry, yeah.
So what, you said a joke in this stupid WhatsApp group.
Yeah. I mean, it's been built up way too much now. But
Wait. Mark, Do you want to do the joke now?
Wait, I'll give you the setup first.
Okay.
Mark said, I've got a taxi in, and the driver was called Nicholas Cage.
Cage!
Cave!
Oh, no, God.
It's before I've had my coffee at 6 o'clock. I've got to get the setup right, otherwise the punchline will never work.
God, this is falling
driver
apart.
Driver is called Nicholas, and Mark says, I'm being driven in by Nick Cave today.
Mm-hmm. And your joke?
And I responded.
Wait. Here we go.
Has his car got bad seats? Nick Cave and the bad seats.
Actually, do you know what? I, on second thought, I don't want to be part of this WhatsApp group. I'm better off out of it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
See, Nick Cave was in the bad seats. The seats in a car, and you said bad seats.
Good,
very clever. Yeah, I like it. Let me just check. No, not been added to that group yet. I'll just keep posting on that. 6:27, it's Thursday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt Dyson, we're going to stay with you, I'm afraid, because as listeners to my afternoon show on the main Absolute Radio station will know, I have a little... we call them cartwheels in the industry. Basically, you can play stuff out from the computer in front of us. And I have a page of this computer software thing dedicated entirely to you. Sound clips of Matt Dyson. Classics like...
Mummy.
Also, I don't quite remember the context of this, but I enjoy it.
I like sour beef.
You've got your classics as well.
Burp me, Daddy. Daddy! This is why we're not in any of the same WhatsApp groups.
And my all-time favourite.
Oh, yes. Powerful vocal.
Powerful vocal. Well, I'm pleased to say we've got some new ones that have appeared over the last couple of weeks of the show that producer Dave sent to me that we can now add to that back catalogue. One of them is concerning, to say the least. This is the first.
So I crashed into a young boy.
What's
a go-kart track? Out of context, that sounds bad.
What's going on there?
So I crashed into a young boy. I was just overtaking a young boy on a go-karting track.
Okay,
and,
good.
And he cut me up.
Okay. He
paid the price.
He was in a go-kart, you were just a normal car, weren't you?
He paid the price. Is he? Oh, no.
No, he's fine.
He's not. Okay, fine.
Everyone was fine. Everyone's unscathed.
So there's that to add, and then this as well.
God bless the pothole.
Oh. What's going on there? What's that about?
That's my impression of Randy Newman, is it?
It's a good impression of Randy Newman.
It is quite
Oh,
good,
it's
yeah.
this, it's this.
God bless the pothole. Which is Anna Geary's theme tune, The Pothole Princess. It's a great song, actually. I've listened to the whole thing. God bless the potholes down on memory lane.
Well, nice. Speaking of the pothole princess, you've got one as well, Anna, that was excitedly sent to me by producer Mark.
No.
Maybe I should have an Anna page as well.
Yeah.
The first entry into that page, I'm not going to lie, is quite childish. So just enjoy this.
I'm going number two.
She's a professional journalist. I'm so sorry about that, Anna. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. So I crashed into a young boy.
I'm going number two.
Couple of classics. By the way, I think I start every show I do in the afternoons with you saying daddy.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can begin a show these days.
Did you say someone thought it was a ghost community?
Oh, yeah. we could talk about this later if you want.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you what, I'll find the email and read it to you. It's the most amazing email I've ever received. Yeah, someone thought Matt Dyson was a small boy who was a ghost. We'll get to that before seven. First, though, if you are doing some DIY, if you're doing up the house, maybe you're doing it over the Easter weekend, then fear not, because Wix, as always, is here for you. Our good friends with DIY Benefits, Wix, have all the inspiration you will need if you're doing some painting, from trend pages to helpful how-to guides. Plus, right now, you can save with offers across their Crown Deluxe and Wix Standard 2.5-litre colour emulsion paint ranges, like Crown Standard 2.5-litre colour emulsion was £19, now £12. Shop now in-store or at wix.co.uk and pick up everything you'll need to make your project a reality. And to celebrate this morning, I'm giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play a game called Colour Chart Code Breakers. Mm-hmm. But Matt, how does this work?
Well, Ben, I have taken the Wix Paint colour chart and used it to cleverly disguise the name of three artists and their songs. Correctly crack all three colour chart codes to win. For example, a hit movie and single by Prince in the 80s in code would be Palmer Violet Rain.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, correct.
So yeah, yeah.
It's as simple as that, my little Salvador darling.
Okay. Please don't ever say that to me again, right? First the Nick Cave joke, and now this. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here for Dave Berry. Good morning. If you're starting your next paint project, and don't worry, our friends with DIY Benefits Wix have all you need, all the inspiration you need. And to celebrate, I'm giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Colour Chart Code Breakers. Simply decipher the name of three bands or their songs from the Wix colour chart to win. And playing this morning is line number one, Dean. Good morning.
Good morning, Benjamin. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Full name. Thank you so much for that, Dean. Dean, how are you? What are you up to today? Tell us everything.
I am currently working. I'm over in Pimlico. I am a black cab driver.
Ah, very nice. How long did it take you to do the knowledge, Dean?
It was 3 years, just shy of 3 years for me.
Is that quick or is that normal?
No, I think it's about normal. 3 to 4 years is about normal. My brother done it in about 2 years and 3 months, so he was an absolute prodigy at it. He was very good.
Oh, it must be so difficult. And do you have to have like little kind of like reminder sessions, or is it all just in there now?
No, it's all in there, but then there's certain areas you go to that you kind of need a bit of a refresher on.
Yeah, like, yeah, Matt...
You don't have to go up for a refresher test or anything. It's just more than anything, it's you just, you know, looking it up on Google Maps.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You could just use that.
It's not the same, Matt. It's not the same. I knew you would say that. Man, Dean, don't listen to him, all right? Don't listen to him. We're doing a little bit later on in the show, we're doing an awkward celebrity encounter because I had a bit of a moment with Paul Weller recently that I didn't kiss his ring, Dean. I didn't kiss his ring. We can talk about that later. But obviously with the job you have, you, I guess, encounter celebrities quite a lot. Have you had any awkward encounters? Or, sub question, who's the biggest star you've had in your cap?
I've had Joan Collins.
Ooh.
Very, very nice lady. Her and her husband, they're both very nice. But I did have Mark Armand in here once, and I didn't know who he was, didn't recognise him or anything. and he'd been to a rival radio show that day when I picked him up.
What?
And as I said, I didn't recognise him, and I was talking to him, what you've been doing, oh, I've been here, da-da. So he said to me, I said to him, yeah, so what are you doing at the moment? I'm promoting an album. Are you trying to break into the industry, are you? He said, I know it's great with hits. So what are you doing then? Are you you're obviously famous. Oh, yeah, have you heard of that song, Tainted Love? I was like, yeah. He said, that's me.
What a sentence.
What an exchange.
You heard of Tainted Love, that's me. You say that, don't you? You say, have you heard of Social Ammo, that's me. All right, Dean, let's try and give you this £250 Wix gift card. It's super, super simple. Just tell us the songs or the bands from these Wix colour chart clues. Question number one is the name of the 1968 hit by the Beatles, Happy Days Submarine.
Yellow.
Yes, that is correct. Question number two, song by New Order released in 1983, Sapphire Salute Monday.
Uh-oh.
Their only song about with a Monday in it, I'd say.
Yeah. New Order, Monday. Not Red Monday, but something similar to Sapphire.
Yeah.
I'm thinking depressing. Blue Monday.
Yes. I'm sweating. Okay, question number three.
You and me both.
Third and final one, Dean. The second studio album by Amy Winehouse, sharing its name with her 2006 single, Back to Midnight.
Oh, Midnight. It's very similar to Black.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Is that it?
Yes.
Lovely work.
Congratulations, Dean. A Wix gift card worth £250 is yours. Are you doing up the house at the moment? How are you going to spend that?
Yeah, we are doing up the house. We bought a house last August, me and my other half, Claire, and we've got a lot of work to do to it.
All right, well, hopefully this will help you out a little bit. Have a great day, mate. Have a great shift. We'll speak to you soon.
All the best. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Radio. Matt, what on earth is happening on the socials?
Well, there's a lot going on, as always, but I have got a bleak 1970s clip of the week for you.
Great. Happy weekend, everyone. Yeah, yeah.
Sends you into the bank holiday weekend with a pep in your step. Tina sent me this on Instagram. It's a clip of a British lady telling off some roundy kids in the 1970s.
Love it.
The scene is a housing estate in London. In the 70s, and the young boys, this is the time before screens, so to entertain themselves, young boys would just fight in the, in the streets. They would just wrestle and fight, and that used to annoy the old ladies who would stick their heads out the window and shout at them to stop and keep the noise down. So here is the insight into what life was like back then. Here we go.
The bigger boys have little else to do but fight and wrestle or throw a ball around.
Bigger boys.
The bigger boys. Love that. The bigger boys.
The bigger boys have little else to do but fight and wrestle or throw a ball around. But that doesn't make them very popular.
Go on, you go home. Get your hair cut. Go on.
All the old bags up in the window. I mean, it is. This is what life was like in the 70s. This is
simpler
even,
times,
even before my time, where get your hair cut was like the ultimate.
A great insult.
The ultimate put
this
down.
Is what Americans think we all sound like.
Yeah.
Can't
get your
hair
cut should come back as an insult, as should old bag.
Yeah, old bag. Sticking around out the window. If you didn't have a short back and sides back then, you were like an outcast.
Can I just say, I know earlier we were joking about you sounding like a ghost, but it felt like a child from the 70s was talking through you.
Yeah,
then
get
like
your
haircut. I've got to say, he's possessed.
Sometimes the spirits, they talk through me. You know,
mummy? There we go.
I'll share the video. You can watch it and enjoy it. It's just amazing how times have changed, really. And times have changed, and now we have TikTok and we have top tens of ridiculous things around the UK.
What have we had so far? Top 10 Wetherspoons?
From Google Earth, we've had everything. Massive Wetherspoons, B&M Bargains, Costco's, all the big supermarkets. Now I think they're sort of running out of ideas, yeah. I think it's fair to say. They're scraping the barrel. special because this is the latest one. This is a real low for the TikTok top tens. Here we go.
Five abandoned places in the UK you didn't know about. Number five, Walton Hall in Liverpool. This mansion in the Walton area of Liverpool has been left derelict since 2006. Number four, Blair Athol Mansion in Cardiff. This mansion has been empty
over as well.
Number three, so Drake's Island in Plymouth. A relic of World War II. This abandoned battery sits deserted. Number two, Gartlock Hospital in Glasgow. This creepy hospital has sat derelict since 1996. Number one, the Church of Scientology, Manchester. Once a bustling distillery, this building was acquired by the church in 2007 and has since crumbled into disrepair. Will it ever see restoration?
Weird twist at the end there, wasn't it?
Imagine if those old bags, to quote the phrase from the first clip, saw that TikTok video, their head would explode.
Imagine all the abandoned places.
Oh, they're going to abandon the Scientology building.
Great, you're channeling spirits now as well, Greg. This is amazing.
I feel like that just sounded like the Bee Gees.
I want you singing that over a Bee Gees backing track before 8 o'clock.
So that's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Oh, I've been craving Crunchy Nut for about 24 hours now. Yeah. Why have I not got Crunchy Nut in front of me now?
I don't know, yeah.
Producer Dave, if there's not Crunchy Nut in front of me by the end of this link, I'm leaving, okay? Sort it out, for goodness
sake. Can you get the clusters as well?
The clusters. Oh, are you a chocolate cluster or non-chocolate?
No, specifically non-chocolate.
Original, OG cluster. Yeah, of course. This is 5 words, 5 grand. It's radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Can you match just 5 simple words with a member of the Breakfast Show team? If you can, you win 5 grand. Hoping to do that this morning is Ian. Ian, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Ian.
Ian, how are you? And how are you spending your Easter weekend?
I'm really well, thank you. Easter weekend is one where my mother's staying with us. We're having a house full of people on Sunday for a big meal. Ooh. And, looking forward to it.
Oh, lovely. How many people you got coming around?
Oh, crikey. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12.
12? Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's only twos, yeah.
And are you doing the cooking?
I'll be doing it together with my partner, Liz.
Yes.
Oh, okay, very nice. And if you won the 5 grand, how would you spend the money?
Well, I suppose I could say on the food for Easter. I'd be taking Liz to the Norwegian fjords, one of her dreams.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Okay, well, let's see if we can give you that 5 grand. Let's roll the name generator right now.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Yes, Anna Geary. Anna,
good luck,
please.
Ian.
Please thank leave
you,
the booth of truth.
Don't let me down.
Don't let me down. Oh, God.
The princess is gone. I know. Player theme tune.
I feel like anything could happen. Right, here we go. Anything could happen now. Okay, has Anna left? Yes, she's gone to the kitchenette. It's time. Ian, are you ready for your words?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, 5 words. You give us 5 in return. Hopefully we can match them to Anna and hopefully you can win that 5 grand. Word number one is happy.
Sad.
Yes.
Yes, good, good.
Word number two is near.
Far.
Some nice opposites to start with.
Word number three is social.
Economic.
Ooh.
Okay.
Word number four. A bit of a besmirch for you there, Matt. Not going for ammo, if you know what I'm saying. Word number four is kitchen.
Utensil.
Good. Good.
Okay.
It's quite a verbose set, I'd say.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like impressive. It. You've got to be bold. Fifth and final word is office.
Office worker.
That's great. This is a great set.
Okay, these are a good set. Ian, stay there. Hopefully we can give you 5 grand next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning.
5 words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Playing this morning is Ian. Let's welcome him back to the show. Ian, good morning, mate.
Hi there. Not so happy about one of my answers, I've got to be honest.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know.
Well, I think you should be very happy.
I thought they were good.
Yeah, I think they're all good. I think answer three is the only one that's a little problematic. But it's not a bad answer. It's not a bad answer. I won't worry. Let's see if we can give you $5,000. You're playing with Anna this morning. Anna, come on. It's time to give this money away, okay? Look at me.
Come
look
on,
at me.
Anna.
Come on, it's time.
Come on, Anna. You can do it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, Anna. Word number. I keep wanting to say name because of five celebrities. God, I miss five celebrities.
You're not used to this level,
those truly were the days, weren't they? Word number one is happy.
Sad.
Yes.
Yes.
Number two is near.
Far.
Yes.
You got it.
Of that took Dave 10 minutes to find that.
I genuinely thought you'd summoned her. You'd said her name in the mirror.
It's the ghost again. Different ghost.
E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, yeah. Word number three is social.
Media.
Oh, no. Ian was worried about it.
Oh. That's the one I was going to say as well.
Economic, oh, no. Ian went for.
Oh.
All right, let's see if we can get a high score for this week. Kitchen.
Sink.
No. Utensil. All right, fifth word is office.
Worker.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
I didn't believe in you there. I didn't believe in you.
I could see your shot.
Yeah, he played the wrong sound effect.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. Don't blame me.
So that's, is that three?
Is that a record for this year?
Joint. I got three.
It's a joint record this week. It's a joint record.
Oh, Ben,
yeah, you're doing okay. Great.
Ian, sorry about that, mate. Sorry I can't give you the money, but have a great Easter, and thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Anna. Good effort.
Oh, sorry, Ian.
I still said thank you. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrowin for Dave Berry this morning. Hope you're doing all right. Looking forward to the little Easter break and the long weekend. Now I've said that, we're going to get loads of texts from people going, oh, some of us are working over the Easter weekend. Kind. Me included.
Oh, yes, you're here tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, just me on breakfast tomorrow on my own, which is curious. What are you? You got the day off, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's bank holiday, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, enjoy. Will you have the show on?
I don't know why you're in tomorrow.
Will you have the show on?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yes.
If you want to, if you want to add me to the breakfast show WhatsApp group tomorrow, just so I can feel like someone's, you know, I'm just with company, maybe feel a bit included. Yeah. That'd be great.
Well, actually, we're known as the WhatsApp group is known as the Good Friday Gang, and it's specifically made up of people who don't work on Good Friday.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Can I just have a look at the WhatsApp group in the next song? Just on your phone, just have a look at it.
No.
Okay. Fine.
It's encrypted.
That wouldn't surprise me, actually. We're not going to talk about that for the whole show today. We are going to talk about, though, something we touched on yesterday, and that is Paul Weller's ring. It was a bit strange, wasn't it? Well, we did the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs last week at the Royal Albert Hall, which is always a really, really great event, an amazing event. We hopefully raise a lot of money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. Some of the gigs are incredible. I mean, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Blossoms were one of the gigs last week. They were incredible.
And there's always big names backstage at those gigs.
Yes, like Paul Weller, for example.
Just wandering around.
Yeah, and as I was saying yesterday, I got to meet him and he could not have been nicer. During this conversation I had with him, he shook the hands of people around me. And to me, he did offer his hand for a handshake, but not in the normal way. He sort of offered it going over the top with his hand, a lot like a king offering his ring to a peasant. Yeah. And I was in a bit of a dilemma on yesterday's show, saying, should I have kissed Paul Weller's ring? Should I have curtsied? Yeah. As Glenn suggested, should I have called him liege? I didn't know what to do. I think I made a faux pas
in the end,
though.
You just grabbed it and moved it up and down.
Yeah, I shook it. It's quite embarrassing. So we this morning want to hear about your awkward celebrity encounter. 8, 12, 15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Have you met a celebrity? Was it awkward? Let us know, please. Can you be not kissing Paul Weller's ring? We heard from Dean, the taxi driver, earlier. Matt, what was his example?
Oh, who did he have? He had Joan Collins.
Yeah.
He had Mark Almond.
From
course.
Soft Cell, yeah.
He didn't recognise him and asked him if he was trying to break into the music industry.
Yeah, when he was promoting a greatest hits album.
And he said, you know Tainted Love, that's me. That's a great line.
Incredible. So we want to hear your awkward celebrity encounters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Want to hear about your awkward celebrity encounters, please. 8-12-15 is our text number. I've seen that one from Craig in Bristol. Is that breakfast show friendly? I'm going to do it anyway. It says, I met Graham Souness in a urinal in Cardiff City Stadium. I don't want to go into details, but we shook at the same time. I don't think he means hands. 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Awkward celebrity encounters. This is the perfect chance for us to revisit I think, one of the best moments in this breakfast show's history, when Benedict Cumberbatch came into the show. I'd be very careful what I'm saying. I'm worried now. Benedict came into the show. What was he promoting? Do you remember? Was it Doctor Strange? The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh, it's a while ago.
Hour, yeah.
And
from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, yeah. The film he's most proud about as well. He came to talk to us about it. And this is how we treat
so him. Already he was in a really good mood. producer Mark was saying to him, can you just do this thing for us? Can you just record this thing saying, I'm Benedict, blah, blah, blah. So this is audio of him doing that. But notice how he doesn't say Benedict Cumberbatch, Mark. He says something a little bit different.
And just on the other side, it's very breakfast show. Good morning, Benedict Cumberbatch as well.
Wow. Don't say that. Not in the hashtag era. Apart from it not being my name, I think certain people might be upset about that. Like the other half of the population.
He seems
he was upset.
Genuinely annoyed.
You upset him.
You're friends now, though, aren't you? Oh, no. If you missed that, let's just recap that.
Good morning, Benedict Cumberbatch.
God. How was the atmosphere after that? Frosty? Yeah, I bet.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, let me tell you, we had a hell of a time during that song, didn't we, Matt? Hell of a time off air during that song.
What a rollercoaster ride it was.
We were supposed to be playing Name That Caller in this next bit of the show. And producer Mark, off air, rings the person up who's going to play the game, doesn't he? And says, oh, hello, we're going to put you on in a couple
of
minutes.
Anonymous.
Yeah. Say hello to Ben and the team. This is how it's going to work, blah, blah, blah. And he dialed the number and went, Trina, good morning. And I was like, is her name Trina?
Before the call, he was singing Trina.
I know. Well, I sang Trina as well and didn't even realise.
Yeah. Well, and then that was her name.
So no Name That Caller today. Instead, we're going to do, don't worry, we're going to do Name That Job.
Yes.
And joining us is, I think, Trina on line number one. Trina, good morning.
Hi, Ben. Hi, team.
We would never have guessed this name.
Yeah, I think Trina's quite a hard...
Katrina, is it short for Katrina? Katrina?
It's not. It's Trina.
Just Trina?
Just Trina, sorry.
Okay. Trina, okay. Yeah.
Then please don't call her Katrina, Matt, okay? That's very rude. All right, Trina, we're going to try and guess your job instead. What are you up to today? Are you working today? Is this your final working day before the long weekend?
I am working from home today.
Ooh, right. little clue there, you're welcome. So Trina has been in this job for 2 years. It's on the Wirral, that's right, I'm right in saying on the Wirral rather than in the Wirral, aren't I?
Oh yes, you're always on the Wirral, you're never in the Wirral.
Okay, good, yeah. She runs the company.
Okay.
And this company has 7 staff members.
Right.
Okay. So they're the clues. Each team member will have a question. We will then try and guess the job after a song. Matt, do you have a question already?
You're working from home, but you're running the operation. The people that work for you, do they work inside that?
Yes.
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Right, okay.
Okay, Trina, can you give me a little bit of jargon from your job? Is there a phrase you would use in your job?
Oh, good.
2, 4, 5, or 8.
What? Two,
2, 4, 5, or 8.
I know what it is. I think.
Do you actually?
I think so.
Did Mark let slip any clues?
No,
he's been singing When I'm Cleaning Windows.
I wouldn't put it past
that. Glenn, your question, please.
I know you've been doing this job for 2 years, but is this your first job, or were your previous jobs relevant to it?
No, I've had many, many jobs before, but this is a total new sector to me.
Got it.
New sector.
Okay.
So cool. Anna Geary, your question, please.
I can't guess the job yet, can I?
No. Just give us a little question. Try and dig a little deeper.
Yeah, okay.
It's really gets.
Is it something where it's improving people's appearances? The company?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's quite the opposite. Pin okay. people down and shave their heads. Phil, that's the job.
Feel free to guess at home, 8, 12, 15, to text. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Trina's been in this job for a couple of years. It's on the Wirral. She runs the company. 7 other staff members. Those other staff members are based outside. 2458 is a bit of jargon from this job. She's relatively new to the job, hasn't done it before apart from when she started this, and it is not to do with improving people's appearance.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're doing Guess That Job right now. And playing this morning is Trina. Trina, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
This is really tough.
It's really hard.
I have to say that I originally was going to go with some sort of taxi firm as my answer, but I've been swayed by listeners on the text, particularly anonymous texter whose number ends in 402. Dylan, you as well. Great guess that I'm going to go with. I'm going to essentially steal their answers and use that as my guess. Other guesses are coming from Graham in Petersfield, who just says donuts.
Yeah, why not?
It all works.
Donuts.
Bob in Glasgow, blinds or curtains?
What, is there something in that? It's the line 2, 4, 5, or 8.
That was one of the clues. Fencing company, says John from Kent.
I think that might be a good one.
Renewable energy, says someone else, question mark. So the clues are, Trina has been doing this job for a couple of years. She runs the company, 7 members of staff. They usually work outside. This jargon from this company involves 2, 4, 5, 8, which has thrown us quite a lot. And no, it's not to do with improving people's appearances. Team, do we all have a guess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Anna?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go for it anyway.
I can feel the confidence flowing through us all. Okay, Matt, do you want to go first?
Well, yeah, I initially thought it was a Tom Robinson covers band, but I'm going to. It's 2, 4, 6, 8.
Great reference.
Definitely not Matt. So I'm going to go with gardening. Gardening. Do you work in gardening? Do you outsource gardeners?
That's not my job.
Oh, no. Okay. Glennie?
Okay, I've realised one of the clues does undermine this. I think you own a company where you like outsource personal trainers. So you're responsible for a number of personal trainers.
No, that's not my job.
Because you don't improve people's appearances.
Yeah.
Geary?
Do people's driveways?
That's not my job.
Can I just say, Trina, just like yesterday's caller, you are great with the drama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I've stolen this guess, as I said. I think it's pretty good. I don't know if this... I feel like it could be it, actually. Trina, I think you work for a skip hire company.
That's my job.
Yeah! Yeah! My theory was like a 2-ton skip.
Right? Yeah. Are they the size of the
skips? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Because he stole it off the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sent it in.
Dylan, message that. And as I say, 5402, whoever's number ends in that is correct. I reckon they must work in that trade and know.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
I think that's one of my employees. That's the number.
Trina, what's your company called?
It's Bromborough Skip Hire.
Bromborough Skip Hire. So if you're on the Wirral and you need a skip, Bromborough Skip Hire is the one for you. Speak to Trina. She has played this morning a wonderful round of Name That Job. Thank you so much for that, Trina.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Have a great Easter.
You too. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Amazing. Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Name that caller guest. Name that job guest. Is there no end to my talents?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Thursday morning's no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio and Mrs. Ben Burrell here. Matt, I want more from your social ammo. You gave us enough earlier, but quite frankly, it wasn't enough.
Yes, a little extra coming from MC Grammar. Are you familiar with his work?
No,
He turns children's storybooks into hip-hop bangers, and he's making reading more accessible for children around the country. He's amazing.
Okay.
You're familiar with Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy?
A classic, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, listen to this new version where it meets Dr. Dre, and the next episode. Here we go.
MC Grammar, Lindley Dodd. And this is a story about a pack of dogs and a cat called Scarface Claw. Da 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 da. It's the DOG they call Harry. Da 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 da. And he's coming from the GATE of Donaldson's Dairy.
Now when I say Harry, you say McClary. Harry.
McClary.
Harry. When I say Donaldson's, you say Dairy. Donaldson's Dairy.
Love the air horn.
It's amazing.
Amazing. I'm going to play that to my five-year-old.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? And then read the book. And it's just a lovely thing, isn't it, that he's doing?
A little treat for her tonight for bedtime.
And I will share the video on my Instagram stories so you can talk about it later while I save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Last one for a while, given the long weekend. Dave is back on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've just suddenly thought, I'm not doing Tuesday, am I?
And you're back on your own tomorrow. And on Bank Holiday Monday.
No, I'm back on my own. It's curious. I'm back on my own tomorrow from 6. Yeah. Just me vibing it. and then Monday, Jay is on his own.
Oh.
And then normal service resumed on Tuesday.
Because of the all-day indie disco.
Because the all-day indie disco. Yeah, Bush's Bangers on a Monday. Yeah, we can talk more in depth about the schedule if you want. I can. We can go through day parts. Do you want to talk about clocks? Playlists?
No. Right,
before we finish this edition of A Day Berry Breakfast Show, we need to name the podcast that today's show will be made out of. Lots and lots of good podcast names, or at least potential podcast names today. Anna's going number two is option number one.
I'm going number two.
Stop, please. You've got a news bulletin to read.
I'm sounding like a toddler.
I'm going number two.
Stop. Have you heard of Tainted Love? That's me.
Oh, a taxi driver with Mark Almond in the back. Amazing stuff.
Get your hair cut.
Old ladies in the 70s. That's how they used to put children down.
Speaking of which, from the same clip from your social ammo, all the old bags sticking their heads out the window.
Yeah, not my words, the words of a young boy in the 70s.
Glenn's haunting Bee Gees spirits.
How am I going to abandon the Scientology building?
Oh, that's great. That's a great tip.
How am I going to abandon the Scientology building?
His strangest moment on the show today, I think.
Great, that is. All based on the social ammo as well, that.
It was a fertile ground today. You can't look, it's encrypted.
Oh, that was the WhatsApp group that you're not invited to that me, right,
just let me
and
check.
Glenn are in.
Let me check. No, still not been added to
no,
that.
No.
Interesting. Pushed Down the Stairs by Paul Gascoigne. Don't know if it happened for real.
Awkward celebrity encounter, yeah.
Pinning people down and shaving their head.
That is Glenn's guess at someone's job.
And when I say Harry, you say McClary.
The excellent MC
I'm going
grammar.
Number two.
All right, we'll go then.
Well, I think, as she said it so often, I feel like we really should go. Anna's going number two.
I don't want Dave childish? To come back and look at it and be like, what's he done?
Going number two.
I'm going to have to explain that to Dave when he returns. So,
I tell you what,
okay.
Let's go for that.
Yeah, let's go for that.
That is the name of the podcast.
I'm going number two.
It'll be available very, very soon. Dave and the team back on Tuesday.